welcome along to the Catch Up podcast. And Lou, it's been a few days now since you've been back. You came back on Monday after 3 weeks, half of which was an enforced layoff because you were unable to get into the state. How have you settled back into the routine?
Yeah, look, I'm pining for the humidity. To be honest, no, I'm not. Man. I'm joking. No, it's like I never left. It's like I've not been away at all.
Now, let's go back to that. How bad was the humidity
up
there?
It was hideous and disgusting. And the weather was actually quite mild when I was there. Yeah. So there weren't scorching days or anything. But you know what the worst part is? You get in the shower, you have a cold shower, you get out of the shower, you dry yourself, and within about 20 seconds, you are damp.
Yeah.
You just perspire all the time. It's horrible.
But you grew up there. You would have been used to it. You would have had no qualms.
No, I've become very unused to it in quick time.
It's horrible. I used to work at Myer. In Brisbane, Queen Street Mall.
Yep.
And I was fairly cheap. This is when I was going to uni in Brisbane. And so I used to buy polyester pants.
Sure.
Like black.
Because they were cheap.
Polyester pants from Kmart.
I'm feeling sweaty in the nethers just thinking about it.
And cheap polyester business shirts.
Oh, don't.
I know. Can you imagine what it was like, Lou, midsummer?
You must have been so uncomfortable. Did you get that funny little kind of musty smell about you? Because that's what happens, right? People perspire there. Yeah. Then they go into the air conditioning and it dries off. And then they go back outside. You know, like when you leave your washing in the washing machine for a couple of days before you hang it on the line? You know that because you've been a single bloke for
a fair
few years.
I think I had mold in my nether regions by the end of it.
Anyway,
enough of that. Let's kick off the show. We had a busy show today. We'll kick off with this.
Lou and Matt's Wheel of Games.
It is Wheel of Games time, game 66. Heavy, heavier, and heaviest. One of various versions on the wheel. There's big, biggest, longest. Mm. No, long.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Hasn't got a great history in this game, to be honest.
It hasn't.
Who's playing, Lou?
It's very confusing. Mal Labricki's having a go this morning. Mal, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys going?
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks.
That's the way.
All right, Mal, you've got to be really switched on for this. It's switched on as one of the many buttons in a 1997 Ford Fairlane. Here are your options for heavy, heavier, and heaviest. A fully grown bull African elephant, a 1997 Ford Fairlane, and you heard it's got all the trimmings, including the fake wood, and three, a fully grown bull elephant seal. Now, you've got to put them in order from heavy to heaviest.
Is the Fairlane, has it got a full tank of juice?
Ooh.
It's actually LPG.
Oh, right, yeah.
that's throwing a bit of a
So it's got half a tank of petrol, because you've always got to have a bit of petrol if you're LPG, and then it's got a full tank of LPG.
Yeah, rightio. I'll be going for the bull elephant seal first.
Right.
I like it the lightest.
Yep, so you say the order and then we'll say if you're right. Yep, go on.
Fairlane second and bull elephant. Pregnant bull elephant, bull's third.
Did you say pregnant bull?
Well, it can't be pregnant. It's a bull elephant. It's a boy.
It's a male. All right, okay, all right. But a pregnant elephant would actually weigh a little bit too, Lou, because you've got the...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I can tell you...
Depends how big his trunk is.
Yeah, good point. I can tell you that you're mostly right, but you've got to switch one of them.
Well, I would say the seal's got to be second and the Fairlane third.
He's done it. He's absolutely done it. 100%. Well done.
So what are we swapping, the seal and the Fairlane?
Yeah. So here's the weights, Luke. Your fully loaded Ford Fairlane 97 is actually lighter than you think. It's only 1.6 tonnes because back then they didn't have much safety gear or any of the crap that
they
put in
new cars.
Mind
you, they were made out of steel, though.
Yeah, but they were light. You check the weights now of cars. They're way heavier, aren't they, Mal? Have you checked the weights?
Yeah, that's right. Especially the alloy wheels, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, right. All right. Now, that's three. Number two is the elephant seal. They're up to 4 tonnes. And number one, the fully grown bull African elephant, up to 6 tonnes.
The heaviest.
The heaviest.
Yep.
So there we go. You've absolutely nailed it. What did Mal win, Lou?
A delicious cheesecake or other cake. $30 to spend at the Cheesecake Shop, either Albury or Wodonga.
Oh, wonderful. I'll probably end up weighing as much as a bull elephant.
Nice
Only
work,
if you
mate.
Put in a concerted effort.
Yeah.
Good on you, Mal. Have a good day.
Good on you, guys. Good talking to you.
It's 8:22. Lou and Matt on the Borders, 105.7 Triple M, and I'm sure we all agree that a government with too much power has never been a particularly good thing. And the Victorian government, speaking of which, has decided to double down on emergency powers by extending the state of emergency until December. Now, for context, New South Wales hasn't been under a state of emergency since mid last year. So is it justified? Our local member for Benambra, Bill Tilley, is down there, Parliament sitting in Victoria, and he joins us. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Morning home.
Is it justified, Bill?
Simply, the answer is no. New South Wales, other states don't have legislation like this. It was just absolutely crazy. We're at the whim, you know, at 11 o'clock tonight, he could turn around and shut the Victoria down again at a whim. You know, five more cases in Melbourne or something stupid like that. The thing is it's got to be measured. It's got to be appropriate. But the thing is those crossbenchers and crazies up in the upper house, you know, doing those dirty little transactional deals with the government, allowing the government to do these sorts of things to us, have simply got to stop. And the only remedy to that is that we have to have an election in November next year and stop this craziness.
I did notice that part of the agreement with the Greens was that people are still allowed to protest.
Right.
If there's a lockdown, which you just go, hang on a second.
Yeah, no one's allowed to leave their house, but you are allowed to protest.
Yeah.
Well, only if you're a child. The hypocrisy in this. This is a health bill, and the craziness with it. It's preventing the kids can get out and then protest. Your Black Lives Matters. Any issue that you think. And it's a lot of it's all the socialist type of stuff that we're seeing. The silent majority of people are just trying to get on with life and raise their families, go to work. You know, this is just absolutely just crazy.
Yeah, I think you've got to say, you know, people have the right to protest peacefully for sure, but not during a lockdown. Let's move on, Bill, because you mentioned it a bit about it being a health bill and a health issue. You made a speech yesterday about Albury Wodonga Health. Now, what are your concerns?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of research with our team and we're talking to all kinds of people around the district. And the thing is, the bottom line on what I'm worried about is that the Victorian government pulling out of the Albury Wodonga Health Agreement, out of Albury Wodonga Health. That is as serious as it is.
Really?
And I put that, yes, really. And I put that to the minister last night. And let's see what response he has, because they're doing this by stealth, by having these studies and everything done. It's a terrific health service. It's 11 years of age now. It's got some hurdles. It's got some problems. But, you know, we've been getting there. And I am a supporter of, a large public hospital, regardless of where the main campus is, whether it's in New South Wales or Victoria.
It makes no difference to us.
No,
it's getting access to a public hospital that you're going to get treatment, you're going to get surgery, you're going to recover in your own district.
All right, well, just quickly, though, so what kind of proof is there that they look like they want to withdraw from the agreement?
Well, they're currently under the cover of the dark is they've engaged in a study. The Victorian government has funded Northeast Health to go and do a study. There's a master plan yet to come out later this year. But there's a whole lot of conversations and things bubbling along which don't feel right. You get a sniff of this stuff and you think that's not the direction that the money has been paid for. I'm trying to articulate the best way I can. That's why I just said that under the cover of darkness,
well,
looks like they're stepping away.
All right. So, well, hopefully you'll get some answers today.
Yeah.
Bill Tilley, member for Benambra, we thank you very much for your time and, let us know what you find out.
I will, guarantee.
At the movies.
All right, there's a new movie released today, Lou, at Regent Cinemas. It's called Chaos Walking, and it looks a little confusing. There's a hell of a lot going on.
Whoa, whoa, stop. Don't come any closer.
Yes. It's a girl.
Girl. Oh, my gosh, girl.
I'm sorry.
No, Louis.
Blonde hair. I've just never seen a girl before.
Who are you?
It's like there's weird things happening in his head. That's all those voices. There's a weird stuff going on, Luke.
Let's get the expert to tell us what's going on. Shane A. Bassett, good morning. What is going on?
Chaos Walking is a sci-fi adventure, and it's based on a book. Now, I haven't read the book. I believe it's very popular. Tom Holland is the main actor here. He's best known, I guess, at the moment as the new Spider-Man in Marvel films. He does a good job. He plays a set in the future. He plays this guy who discovers a woman who crash lands on the planet. Now, he can hear the thoughts of others, and so can the rest of the people on his planet.
Okay.
And she's got a secret, so he has to protect her.
Right, right. Is it difficult to follow, or is it not too bad?
If when it comes to thrills and adventure, I would think you'd really enjoy it because the special effects, especially, are quite good.
Oh, that's
good. The plot line turns into a bit of a thriller towards the end. It gets a little confusing, and that's why I think if you've read the book, that would help.
Okay, but sci-fi can often be a bit confusing. If you love sci-fi, you'll probably love it.
Yeah, and this takes a few twists and turns, which I always don't mind. The special effects are fantastic and worth seeing on the big screen too.
All right. I know there are a lot of fans, including myself, Lou, when I was a kid. I absolutely loved this movie of Coming to America.
Oh, let's go back to Zamunda.
The new one's coming out, but where can we see it, Shane A?
Yeah, the original from 1988 has this huge cult following. Eddie Murphy was in his prime back then. He still does pretty well. Now, I've seen the film. I'm not allowed to review it, but it comes out tomorrow on the Amazon Prime streaming platform.
Okay.
Yes. I've got Amazon Prime, too.
Yeah, a bit of weekend viewing or long weekend viewing for our Victorian friends, so that's pretty cool.
If you're a fan of the original, you're going to enjoy it.
Is Arsenio Hall in it as well?
He is. There's lots of actors that have returned, plus some new ones, some cameos. I'll leave it at that.
I can't wait.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Just the sentimental value as much as anything else. Shane A, thank you so much. And also a shout-out as well. Shane A, Lou, he is the man in the know. Before the Golden Globes, he said that Kate Blanchett and Nicole Kidman would cancel each other out and the girl from the chess show would win.
The Queen's Gambit.
And that's exactly what happened, Shane A.
You're
you
a
deserve
guru.
A round of applause. Well done.
I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you very much.
Yesterday after the show, we had a very topical conversation with our parenting expert, Dr. Justin Coulson, about consent.
It's such a big topic, isn't it? Everything from the Prime Minister's office down seems to be revolving around this topic of how we can get people, mainly, unfortunately, men, although it does cross over into other genders as well, but mainly men and boys, to be respectful and ensure that they have consent before they engage in any kind of intimate's probably not even the right word, but I know it's a breakfast program, but sexual activity with another person. And the stories are just staggering, aren't they?
Oh, most definitely.
I'm sure it's a difficult one. If you're a parent of both boys or girls, I mean, you have to discuss this kind of thing, obviously. So how would you approach it with both, Justin?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is that consent starts really, really young. Like, consent is just another word for permission, right? Like, if you have permission to do something, then you can do it. And if you don't, then you shouldn't. So if you're little and you want to play with your friend's toy or your sister's toy or your brother's toy and they do not consent, your parents are supposed to teach you that, well, then they've said no, so you can't do it. And it's true that every now and again you might have to have some sort of a negotiation around boundaries and what's fair and what's not. But when we start to move towards issues that we're talking about when it comes to teenagers and parties, there's no negotiation. If somebody says no, then it's just off the table. Unfortunately, parents don't do a great job talking about consent with their kids, and they also don't do a great job talking about the way alcohol and other substances can interfere with a person's ability to give consent and be involved in these kinds of situations. So it's a really tricky one, but the answers are actually very simple. It's just the parents, frankly, have got to step up, and unfortunately there are some parents who just don't. But I have to say this really clearly. Consent is a really low bar. Everyone's saying, oh, consent's the new high standard. Consent's the new watermark that we've got to reach all the time. Consent's terribly low. You know, my kids every now and again, they'll come to me and say, hey, Dad, I want to go out with my friends. Can I have $50 for dinner and a movie or whatever it might be? And, you know, I consent. I say, sure, you've got my permission to go, and sure, here's the $50. I'm giving consent, but I'm not real happy about it. The truth is I'd rather keep the 50 in my pocket, thanks very much. And
do you want to adopt me, Justin?
and so when this happens, I'm consenting, But I'm still not thrilled about it. And I think we've got to teach our kids that consent's actually a pretty low bar. Mm. What we really want, and the word that I use, I don't think it's ever going to catch on. It's not a catchy phrase. But I tell my kids to have honoured desire. That is, when somebody desires something, that you honour that. And if they don't desire it, then you honour that as well. Honoured desire means that we're going to a point where we're respecting the person and their wishes at a much deeper level than just, do you want it or do you not? And okay, I'll give it to you if you really want it. Or I'll, you know, it's going so much further than that. When we honour the people in our lives, we have better relationships and, frankly, better intimate moments.
Australia thrashed New Zealand yesterday, Lou. We're back on track in the cricket.
Does it count when your country you're playing is in lockdown?
Don't throw that into the mix, Lou. They will use that as an excuse. Yeah. They only got 144 in their T20. We got 208 for four, so an absolute thrashing there. And they didn't even get to 20 overs. They were all out for 144. Anyway, there is one benefit. Speaking of the lockdown, it meant that there was no in-person attendance at the ground in New Zealand, right?
Right.
And there was one huge benefit of that, and that was something that happened with Glenn Maxwell. Have a listen to this. He was about to hit a six.
Oh, I got that. That's six.
Absolutely.
Did you hear that crack in the background there?
Barely.
I want to play it again. Listen for the crack. I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, I got that. That's six.
Absolutely.
That was a chair getting smashed to smithereens. The ball went right through the chair.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. So it's awesome. It's like they're dropping bombs everywhere with their massive shots. But that's one benefit from having no crowd in attendance. Other than that, it sucks. Yeah, you don't get anyone trying to do a dodgy catch. Anyway, well done to Australia. We're still down, unfortunately, 2-1, but still, great win. Now I've got a very important thing to do here, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Lou, are you excited about the upcoming Harry and Meghan tell-all interview with the Queen of the United States, Oprah Winfrey?
Yes, I am. Now, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say how excited.
I've got the time here and the date. So right. The day is Monday at 3 p.m. So, guys, avoid all news on Monday arvo. I can't stress that enough. Just go into your man cave and pretend there's nothing else
it's
happening.
It's going to be full on. But don't blokes love Harry? Or have you all gone off Harry now?
We don't generally care about royal news. Anyway, Harry, although he even...
Yeah, but Harry,
anymore.
Like, started the Invictus Games and did cool stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, Harry and Meghan are going to dish the dirt Real Housewives style,
yes!
Lou. Have a listen to some of this stuff.
Were you silent or were you silenced? I just want to make it clear to everybody, there is no subject that's off limits. Almost unsurvivable sounds like there was a breaking point.
Whoa. Have you noticed that it's all
Oprah? Just
Oprah.
It's all Oprah. Are you sure Meghan and Harry are there? Or is it just Oprah?
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's more famous
than
both of them anyway. So, yeah, but things are getting even juicier, Lou, because even before the interview was aired, because there's been a report of a bullying complaint put in a few years ago by a press secretary about Meghan in the palace. But then the team Meghan and Harry have released a statement saying that's no coincidence that the palace is behind this report because they're trying to harm their cred.
Wow.
I know, Lou, it's juicy. It's like a slightly classier version of Married at First Sight. And
is
the
it
queen
though?
Is
it
the
slightly
aggro.
Classier?
Yeah. Yeah. The queen's the aggro grandma at the wedding who disapproves of the whole thing.
The queen's the only cool one amongst them.
Oh, you team queen, are you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit team queen.
All right, well, there you go. So Monday at 3, you'll either be glued to the screen or avoid at all costs. That's a warning. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.